Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Scientists are always looking for new targets in cancer cells so that treatments kill only tumors and not healthy cells.
One new target is cancers that have a mutation in the KRAS gene. These cancer cells have higher amounts of iron.
KRAS genes are oncogenes, and when mutations build up, they activate and drive cancer cell growth. Mutated KRAS genes are behind most pancreatic, non-small cell lung, and colorectal cancers.
They're also mutated in 22% of all cancers. That's why it would be a good target for developing new cancer therapies.
Few now exist because of the severity of side effects when KRAS is targeted. But the higher amounts of iron in tumors with KRAS mutations mean scientists could send drugs directly into those cells.
We need iron to deliver oxygen throughout our bodies, but cells carefully regulate the amount in our cells since too much is toxic.
It is unclear why cancers with activated KRAS accumulate iron. Iron is also involved in cell growth, energy production, and the expression of genes, some of which could play roles in cancer.
So scientists are now looking at a drug called cobimetinib, which is designed to only release its cell-killing ingredients in cells with high amounts of iron.
In lab trials with mice, it was able to kill pancreatic tumors that carry high iron levels. The side effects were minor. If human trials show the drug works, all those cancers with KRAS mutation could be impacted.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.